Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Policymakers on Beacon Hill are promising to quickly replace the state law designed to protect patients from protesters at clinics where abortions are performed. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously struck down the 35-foot buffer zone Massachusetts had established around clinic entrances. WBUR's Uswa Khalid reports on the ruling and the reaction.
To understand the Supreme Court decision, you have to rewind. There was a previous buffer zone law in this state. It created an imaginary floating bubble around the individual patient entering the clinic.
Under the prior law, the protesters were allowed to stand in our doorway, shoulder to shoulder.
That's Marty Walls. She leads the Planned Parenthood League of Massachusetts.
And our patients had to thread their way through. So imagine you're trying to go to your doctor's office, and you've got to walk through a group of 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 people standing shoulder to shoulder, screaming at you at full volume.
That's why Wall says the old law didn't work. And in 2007, when she was a member of the State House, she helped push through a new piece of legislation that barred people from knowingly standing on a public sidewalk within 35 feet of an entrance to any abortion clinic. The rules are spelled out pretty clearly. There's a plaque on the wall outside the clinic, and the boundary is painted in a bright yellow semicircle. But Eleanor McCullen did not feel the law was fair. Twice a week, this grandmother from Newton stands behind that yellow line outside a Planned Parenthood clinic in Boston, doling out advice. She isn't harassing anyone. She says she speaks in a gentle voice.
I just offer my hope and help and love and give them options, give them alternatives, take them to a safe center for all free services.
McCullen felt she should be allowed to speak with patients more intimately, not from behind a barrier. So she sued the Attorney General's office. She was the lead plaintiff in the successful challenge to the Supreme Court.
This is excellent news for me because I can still be loving, but I can do it more on a personal, you know, more of a one-on-one, I guess you'd say.
But Attorney General Martha Coakley, whose office defended the law in front of the High Court, says she's disappointed by the Supreme Court's decision because she thought the buffer zone rule, as it stood, was effective.
That's what's unfortunate about this decision, is that we had a statute that worked. Everybody knew, you know, where they could go, and we believed it also gave enough room to protect First Amendment rights.
In a unanimous decision, the Supreme Court says the law violated First Amendment rights by restricting free speech on public sidewalks. In other words, the buffer zone is too big and too broad. Now Coakley says her office will review what options are still on the table. She says she and lawmakers will consider revisiting the idea of the floating buffer zone that follows individuals as they walk into clinics, essentially the old Massachusetts law. It still seems legal, but Coakley says it didn't work very well.
It created, I'm afraid, the kind of uncertainty and the kind of unpredictability that this decision now creates again for us. But it's certainly something we would review and see what is that among our options, and is what are our best options to make sure that women feel safe and protected.
The Supreme Court decision is fairly narrow. While it abolishes formal buffer zones, it endorses the rights of patients to access clinics without obstruction or intimidation. The decision led to a chorus from elected leaders in Massachusetts, all vowing a speedy solution. Here's Governor Patrick.
Obviously, the outcome is disappointing, and I've talked with our council. We're going to see what we can do to get a fix together and get something before the legislature, before the session ends.
House Speaker Robert DeLeo says lawmakers will try to come up with a response by the time the legislature ends in July.
I think we can get something done. My issue with the buffer zone has always revolved around the fact about the public safety. And I think that we have to do something in order to provide protections, you know, for those folks who are using the clinics.
But what those new rules might look like is unclear. It's also uncertain when, if ever, those yellow lines will be painted over. But one fact is clear-cut. For Eleanor McCullen, she'll no longer have to stand behind that stark yellow line as she talks to patients. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.